It seems like almost yesterday that the University of Missouri football team achieved one of its greatest victories. The date was November 18, 1978, and the Missouri Tigers were in Lincoln, Nebraska, to play the second-ranked Cornhuskers. Nebraska had won 9 games in a row, upset number 1 Oklahoma, and had their sights set on a national championship. Missouri entered the game with a record of 6-4 and had lost 2 of their previous 3 games. Nebraska led by 3 points at the half, 31-28 at the beginning of the last quarter, and appeared on their way to victory. But with 4 minutes, 42 seconds to go, James Wilder, the Sykeston train, powered his way into the end zone, scoring his 4th touchdown of the day, giving Missouri a thrilling 35-31 victory. It remains one of the great moments in Missouri sports history. Wilder was born on May 12, 1958, on a farm outside of Sykeston, and led the Sykeston High School Bulldogs to an undefeated season and state championship in 1976. From 1978 to 1980, Wilder played at Missouri, achieving great success in 1978 with the win over Nebraska and his selection as the most valuable player in a Liberty Bowl win over Louisiana State. From 1981 to 1990, Wilder received his greatest recognition as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the National Football League and participated in the Pro Bowl game of 1984. In 2010, his son, James Wilder Jr., was rated as the best high school football player in the nation, vigorously recruited by major university programs. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.